Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 214. Yesterday's episode felt like it was running long, so I broke it up into two, but hopefully some of this stuff resonates as well. I don't know about you, but I have to diligently remind myself that investing in the things that will benefit my long term should take priority over the things that bring me the short term satisfaction. That said, I will make exceptions when I can afford it for certain life experiences that matter to me, of course, because I love dining out and I will set aside money when I can so I can make it happen for myself. So this is a reminder for anyone who is privileged enough to have a job that lets them put away regular investments, payments, bills, donations, etc. on automatic recurring withdrawal schedules, because you're way ahead of so many other people. And it really feels amazing to reach these milestones if you haven't been here before. And a lot of us who have been here for a while don't understand how incredible that is. So by reminding you that you're very wealthy, and also reminding you that you don't have to feel shame around it, you should feel like one of the good guys and start investing back in your community. The ways you do that is every time you order in Grubhub or can tip a person, an individual in the community, tip them extra well. They're working during a pandemic, and tips are honestly how they make all of their money. Gratuity is essential, so if you can give back in that way, do it. If you can afford to get delivery, you should absolutely be able to afford to tip. Another way you can give back is to carry around wads of ones, so if you see people who are unhoused or busking, you'll have already prepared a few dollars to throw them so you won't have to fumble around and you can really make a difference. I truly don't understand the shame around money. It's meant to be shared when people need it. It's a resource. It is not meant to be hoarded. And there is no shame in spending money because it's meant to be spent. So if you do need stuff and you've contemplated it and you've processed the want versus cost versus social effect versus environmental effect, or you just say, fuck it, I'm buying some shit this week. Whatever makes sense for your lifestyle and your best interest should always take precedent. Buy the shit you want, don't buy the shit you don't want, but also recognize that things will never fill a void if that's the intention of your spending. Because often, it's almost too easy for us to go full Ariana Grande and be like, I want it, I bought it, and I'm gonna do that shit into the ground until I'm in some nightmare of these Amazon boxes and useless Walmart bags full of shit I didn't actually want when I bought it and I didn't want to unload when I got it home and I still haven't taken the tags off of it. You know what I mean? And then when you get rid of it 6 years later, you're no happier. So if you have shame and guilt around your money, get to the root of why. See if you can find a financial advisor or a friend that you trust and actually is good with their money, and see if they can help you establish a plan that works for you and your long-term goals and your lifestyle now. And try to pick someone who won't be judgy on the way you make your money or what you do, unless that needs to be judged, in which case, more power to them. But if you want to buy a house one day, or pay off a debt one day, or plan for your future, or save for the next night out, or just get off of your mom's couch, read financial mindset books, start to analyze your own relationship with money, and stop being afraid of it. If you feel shame because of your mindless spending or online shopping habits, remember there are ways to practice mindfulness in that too. And it can give you back a sense of control over the money that you do work so hard for. So ask yourself, do you really need new shit? Or is there a way that you can manage with the shit you already got? Also, if you're suffering from a shopping addiction for real, please don't hesitate to seek professional help. You're absolutely not alone, and there are many resources out there to support you in the recovery process. There is nothing to be ashamed of with addiction, so please don't be afraid to seek help. Thank you so much for listening to another episode, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And don't forget to hydrate. Have you been drinking enough water? Really? Have you? Bye, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.